Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith. Oh, those are so easy to say and not so easy to do. For by grace are you saved. Grace. You didn't ask for it. You didn't deserve it. But God did it anyway. That is not an easy thing for a person that's grown up in America to do. We have the law embedded in us since the day we were born. It is by grace. It is nothing we can do. It is nothing we can do. The Father does it all. And he did it through Jesus. For by grace are you saved. Through faith. You have to have faith with that grace for it to work. Amen. You have to have the faith with the grace for it to work. Now, I want us to turn to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. Last week I spoke on the sacrifice has already been made. That's when we speak to the mountain. I'm just going to add another layer to that. That is absolutely one of the biggest revelations that God has given me. That the sacrifice has already been made. The Father has already been appeased. The Father has already been satisfied. The only thing we have to do is to speak to the mountain. Speak to the mountain and tell it to get with the gospel. Get with it. Now, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, this is the Apostle Paul speaking. Now remember, the Apostle Paul was not with Jesus when he walked on the earth. But he showed up one day when Paul was on his way to Damascus to put some Christians in jail. Hallelujah. And he met Jesus personally on the trip to Damascus. Oh, it would have been fun to watch that one. Yes. Knocked him right off his donkey. And he hit the ground. And he said, who is it, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. And then he said, you're going to speak what I appear unto you to say. You know, Paul got his gospel through Jesus himself. Peter did not preach the gospel to Paul. Paul got his gospel through Jesus, through the Holy Ghost. The Father taught it to him through Jesus, through the Holy Ghost. Paul got it. And he had the revelation. He had it. And he walked in it. So we're going to take a look at what Paul said. He said, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you. I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also you have received. So you've got to receive, you've got to hear it, and you've got to receive it. There are so many of us that hear it. Hear it, and hear it, and hear it, and hear it. And then one day, you receive it. Amen. It becomes real in the heart. I got a couple messages, like I said earlier, from people this week that God opened their heart and they received some of they received revelation. And they said, I can't stop crying. No, you can't. Amen. Because you've received it. It's gotten in here. You know what? Now it can work. Now it can work. It says, which also you have received and wherein you stand. You stand. You stand in the gospel. You don't move to the right. You don't move to the left. You don't go another direction. You stand in the gospel. You stand in it. I like how R.W. Shambach said sometimes, he goes, sometimes you just got to grab a hold of the horns of the altar and not let go. I understand what he's saying. I don't know if I'd describe it that way, but I understand exactly what he's saying. You grab a hold of it and you don't let go. You don't let go. That next part, it says, by which you are also saved. Stop. Amen. By which the gospel, also you are saved. You are saved. That word we know is sozo. Everything you need. The gospel, you are saved. Amen. You are saved. Did you know that when Jesus was raised from the dead, your sins were forgiven? Oh, of course. Do you know that the next guy next to you that swears he's an atheist, his sins were forgiven too? His sins were forgiven. The whole world was justified when Jesus walked into the holiest of holies and sprinkled the heavenlies. But you have to receive it.
Hallelujah.
You have to receive it. It has already been done. Sin has already been dealt with. If it hadn't have been dealt with, Jesus had never got out of hell. He had never got out. Sickness, disease, poverty, it has all been dealt with. The Father has been appeased. He's been satisfied. The whole world is forgiven if they will only receive it. You know what Jesus said? He said that when he goes to heaven, something about sin, righteousness, and judgment. Sin because they believe not on me. There's the sin. Oh, the day God opened my eyes, there's only really one sin. Only one. Oh, when I saw that there is only one sin. Unbelief. Unbelief. You are justified if you will believe. You are sanctified, set apart to the Father for his work if you believe, if you trust in, if you adhere to, if you commit to what Jesus did on the cross. That's the only sin, unbelief. All the other sins will be taken care of if you believe. All the other things that have you bound will be taken care of if you believe. Every devil that has a hold of you has to let go, has to give you up, has to get out if you will believe. The work has already been done. It says here, by which you are saved. You are saved. You are saved. It's been satisfied. The Father's been appeased. You are saved if you keep in memory what I delivered unto you, unless you have believed in vain. You don't let go. You don't let go. Faith doesn't let go. Faith doesn't look at tomorrow. It doesn't look at yesterday. It doesn't hear what is being said. Faith doesn't let go. Oh, Abraham found this out. The minute you start believing, things go downhill. It starts getting worse. Abraham gets older and older. Sarah's getting older and older. He didn't let go. He didn't let go. Oh, I've had so many times where I have set my heart to believe and things got worse. They got worse. You know what? Now when they get worse, I realize, okay, the battle's on. Thank God I've been engaged. Thank God the battle's on. That means there's resistance. You know what that means? That means the victory's not that much farther away. You get resistance, that means that victory's yours. It's when nothing happens, you wonder what's going on.
Right.
Oh, when you set your faith, things will get worse. Hopefully not all the time, but they will. You know what? You don't let go. It's already been done. The victory. How many times have we said this? The victory is already yours if you will hang on. That is the big fight, is the hanging on. That is the big fight. Not listening to what you hear, not listening to what you see, only listening to what is in here. Only listening to the Spirit of God. You don't let go. You don't let go. You don't let go. You don't let go. Oh, but this is going to happen. It hasn't happened yet. You don't let go. If I do this, then this is going to happen. You don't let go. Oh, I was praying for somebody once, and it got worse. It got worse. And the devil's saying, you're going to kill him. I don't let go. I don't look at the circumstances. What did Abraham do? Romans 4, 19 through 20. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body. not his own body when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. Oh, great. Now we got somebody else we got to believe with. I'm having a hard enough time on my own. Now we got two. He didn't even look at what was happening to Sarah. Well, that woman, if she doesn't believe, it's not going to come to pass. Wrong. You don't let go. You don't let go. You don't let go. You keep speaking to the mountain. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Giving glory to God. You don't let go. Abraham hung on for 25 years. Thank you, Jesus, it won't take that long. But you know what? He got it. What did he get? What did Abraham get? What did Abraham get? Your seed. Your seed. The nations will be blessed. He was talking about Jesus. He was preaching the gospel to Abraham. In thy seed, all the world will be blessed. He wasn't talking about Isaac. He was talking about Jesus. He was talking about Jesus. We're not all blessed in Isaac. We're all blessed in Jesus. We're all blessed in Jesus. You don't let go. You are saved if you don't let go. You say, I'm weak. It's not you. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. It's not you. Thank God it's not us. Thank God it's not us. You don't let go. You don't let go. You keep speaking to the mountain, and you speak 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 to the devil, and you speak to the mountain, and you speak to the sickness, and you speak to the mountain, and you speak to the sickness, and you speak to the mountain, and you speak to the money, and you speak, and you speak, and you speak, and you don't stop speaking till you have it in your hands. You got it?
Let me hear from you. Email me at the letters KD at KDWOL.com. That's KD, Kathy Davidson, at KDWOL.com. And visit my website to listen to the messages again or to download them free of charge at KDWOL.com. Until next time, God bless.